Hey, how's it going, everybody? So I saw the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard recently, and I just want to share my thoughts and opinions on the movie. I'm going to be spoiling things, even though it's not really one of those movies that needs, like, to worry about spoilers, but it was funny. It was loud. I laughed at about a third of the jokes. I'm not saying that they're all, like, it's a Ryan Reynolds movie. Like, Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds, and Sam Jackson being Sam Jackson, it's funny. If you like the first one, you'll like the second one. However, enjoy the ad. So, if you saw the first one, you know that Sam Jackson is, like, the world's greatest assassin. He's the hitman that, like, kills bad people all the time, because apparently every bad person has a bodyguard set up. So, like, every CEO that reneges on whatever, every dictator, they all need bodyguards. Or personal armies, or like this is a popcorn movie, and it allows people to be just scenery chewing, like picking the scene out of their teeth. Which, by the way, I never understood that statement. I always took it to being that, like, they're just being like. The biggest source of attention on the screen, like, when they don't necessarily have to be. So, first one had a really good cast. It had Selma Hayek in like, a lesser role than she is in this one, because, like, she's literally a title character in this one. First movie, she was, like, not the damsel in distress, but she's in prison, and the reason why Darius Kincaid, who is Sam Jackson, is talking about the, like, going about what he's doing, other, like, than, like, it's the right thing to do, believe it or not, is that his wife gets out of prison if he testifies. So, Ryan Reynolds plays this guy who was a really good bodyguard, like, AAA rated, which I'll get into that later. He had a client get killed in front of him, and he lost his AAA rating, and, that guy, like, say what you will about Ryan Reynolds, that dude, is either loyal or very generous to even the smallest part, because he had, in a way that I don't think that they just, like, rotoscoped him out of the first movie. I think he actually came back. I'm not quite sure if it was CG or not, because it looked like, whoever that actor was, that played, I'm going to throw out, Yamamura, but I'm not, Saito, or, it was a very, like, traditional movie, name for, like, a Japanese, businessman, so, the movie is, Darius Kincaid is in prison, he's being held captive by, a mob, group, and then, Selma Hayek comes to rescue him, and Ryan Reynolds, who's, had, mental issues over, the loss of his, client, has decided that he's going to take a vacation in Italy, but not Tuscany. Anything but Tuscany, which is important. So Selma Hayek, with people chasing her for, I have no idea what reason, but, Selma Hayek goes after, Darius Kincaid. Turns out, didn't really, want Ryan Reynolds there, but, just to give you an idea, like, I cannot, for the life of me, remember Ryan Reynolds' character's name, All I know is Ryan Reynolds. They don't say his name enough. They say Darius Kincaid a lot. The fact that I can remember it is proof that they say it a lot. And Salma Hayek is acting. I'm not saying she's acting serious. I'm saying she's acting. And what she has to strike is comedic. She has to be comedically angry. She has to be comedically, like foul, grotesque, or not grotesque, but, it's like every time someone gets killed, it's like, fuck you, and it's, I forget the words that she used because it was in Spanish, but, it was like she would do curse combinations on her kills usually, and the like her doing a British accent and there was a shit ton of jokes in this movie, and there was a shit ton of action, and Salma Hayek had some of my favorite action scenes in the movie. There was this blonde British woman who, God bless her, I don't know if she was an actress or a stunt woman. I don't even know if she was British. Anyway, she gets it bad to the point where it's like, you know how like they say like there's no Steve McQueen actually slapping an actress things anymore? Good job on the effects team, or if they actually did this for real, which I'm not saying they like did it for real. They made it look as real as possible. Salma Hayek beats the shit out of this woman, like succinctly. Like it's not like boom, action comes back to her because she's standing again. Boom, down again, and like they don't show it off screen or at a distance. They show it up close. And like I guess that's still a rule. Like if it's girl on girl, it doesn't count as bad. So the plot of the movie really doesn't make sense to me. It's like this is where I'm gonna get into my main criticism of the movie. So my main criticism of the movie is that if you did not see the first movie, you would get the sense that this was the first movie, because you have a shorthand with the characters because you saw the first movie. However, if you, I think that's why they avoided the Hitman's Bodyguard 2 or subtitle thing. They just made it The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, which is, I think, their way of just taking all the plot points that they threw out from the first movie, remixing it, not acknowledging any of the characters that aren't in the movie, because I forget her name, but she was the I think it was Elodie Young. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to check. But, or it was, damn it, what the hell? Yeah, I think it was Elodie Young, the chick that played Elektra in the Marvel Netflix stuff. And, she, was like a badass Interpol agent that, it's like her ex-boyfriend was Ryan Reynolds. And the reason why Deadpool was successful was because for years, Ryan Reynolds was trying to play Deadpool. So he was always trying to play, like, establish himself as, like, a wisecracking action hero. So anytime Ryan Reynolds could be wisecracking or an action hero, he did it. And there was a ton of movies where he did it. And so Deadpool was, like, what Ryan Reynolds was trying to establish the whole time. So after that, anything post-Deadpool where Ryan Reynolds does action, like Free Guy or like this, the two Hitman movies, Hitman Bodyguard movies. Which, by the way, I really hope there's a trilogy, just because I have no problem with Sam Jackson shooting people and busting Ryan Reynolds' balls, and then that was a great joke where Ryan Reynolds actually busted Sam Jackson's balls for two parts. Which, by the way, this one was, like, if the first one was Ryan Reynolds is a down on his luck bodyguard, or who eventually becomes Deadpool, eventually becomes Wade Wilson, that makes sense. Which, by the way, they are different characters. It's just that the Ryan Reynolds touch, it's sort of becoming the equivalent of, like, the Johnny Depp touch, where Johnny Depp only takes movies where he can, I want to say transform himself, which, by the way, like, if you keep transforming yourself into a version of a different character, because, like, Jack Sparrow is very different than Willy Wonka, which is very different than I'm trying to think of what that Irish mobster that he played was, like, the guy that got caught in California in Venice selling t-shirts, but damn it, though, was from Black Mass. Black Mass was the movie. But eventually, when you play Dark Shadows, Dark Shadows is like a cross between Willy Wonka's paleness and Jack Sparrow's voice, but you get the sense of Johnny Depp, there's a pattern to Johnny Depp needs a movie where he just plays a regular dude. I think, like, I understand, like, those movies don't necessarily pay well, but at a certain point, I think he needs to remind people, like, hey, you know I can act, right? Where I don't have to become a character, I could just the role. So I don't know, but truthfully, that's what, like, he's been doing that forever. So I think I'm full of shit on that one. Like, there's gonna be plenty of counterpoints to the Johnny Depp one. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds, he's turning it. His action movies are turning into which, by the way, God bless him if you can. Big budget action movies have a I don't know if Free Guy came out yet. There's a shit ton of movies that are coming out this month. This July is all right, pandemic's over, we gotta go. Like, The Rock with Jungle Cruise is coming out at the end of the month. Fast 9 is out now, which my dad wants to see that one. I can humor him and see it. I know exactly how it's going to go. Through the power of cars, the world will be saved. The moment they brought Han back, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Good for him for coming back, but if it's not Han's twin brother or a robot that's looks exactly like Han, or because I don't think The Rock and Jason Statham are in this one, so that's an appeal that I think the Fast franchise lost on me, because then they throw in John Cena as this mercenary that's it's like, what? When the hell did, Charlize Theron made sense to a point? Say, all right, we're dealing with, CIA, we're dealing with, international criminals, okay, fine. She was the evolution of, what, that one, dude was that, was in, Fast, where everyone had to fight their doppelganger. So, the British, version of, everybody. But anyway, so Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Do I recommend it? Yes, because it was funny. However, if dumb action movies are not your thing, and buddy cop dramas, which, like, the dynamics of this one are really good. Ryan Reynolds, like, I liked his character better in the first one, only because you could tell he was going for certain jokes that, like it was almost caricaturish. Like the first, this was a dream sequence, and this was, I don't know if there's an actual bodyguard AAA rated. I don't know if there's an actual, like, council that does this. However, it was done comedically, as if, like, as generic as the, like, the plot. The plot was generic on the first one, like, but the handling of it was where the flavor was. This one, it, like, it was almost cartoon. It was way more cartoonish than the first one was. So, all right, do I recommend it? Yeah. If you like what I just mentioned before, like cartoonish action, over the top, which, by the way, they're like fuck it, we got a bullet budget, let's go for it, like, use up all of it, all the squibs, all the action, all the blood. Unfortunately, for me, it was funny, it was action packed, but I liked the first one a little bit more, just because I didn't have, like, any nagging. It's like, oh, like, Frank Grillo's gonna play a cop from Boston. Okay, and apparently he's, like, really good, but also really underappreciated, and just, like, and then, I wonder what Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas, who plays a Greek arch-villain, who has a plot that doesn't, like. If I were going by this movie, Interpol is the most impossibly stupid organization in the world. It's like no wonder they can't, like, they might as well just, like, have a vacancy sign, like, in a revolving door. Like, they can't do shit. So, on that note, peace.